You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from Psalm 136. You heard the children paraphrase it already. It's a celebration of the history of God's people, with a recurring refrain affirming God's steadfast love. It's a rather long psalm, so we have a condensed version of it for you today. I invite you to note how it moves from creation through the history of God's people, slavery and Exodus in the promised land, while also celebrating creation and affirming God's presence with people in the daily living of things, even in daily bread. The words will be on the screen for us as we share this refrain together. Psalm 136, please join me in our responsive reading. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
God alone does great wonders. By understanding, God made the heavens and the earth. God made the great lights to rule over the day and stars to rule over the night.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
God brought Israel out from captivity and divided the Red Sea in two and led the people through the wilderness, bringing them to a new land.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
God remembered us in our low estate and rescued us from our foes. God gives food to all flesh. Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. Amen. Well, on this Caregiving Sunday, we are blessed with absolutely wonderful music, so thank you, choir and musical leaders. We're blessed with the inspiration of a lot of people who are very good at caregiving. And perhaps best of all, you're blessed with a very short sermon. Three-word sermon. It's not going to last for 3 words, it's about 3 words. First word is steadfast. You heard it already. Let me grab the clicker and move things along here. Steadfast, that's the first word. You've heard it already. And according to Merriam-Webster, steadfast means to be firmly fixed in place, immovable, determined. And that's our dictionary definition. Well, in the Bible, the word steadfast runs throughout the scriptures, and it's used as a way of describing God's love. The phrase steadfast love appears over and over and over in the scriptures, as you heard a little bit from in Psalm 136. And actually, in Hebrew, steadfast love is one word. It's the word hesed, H-E-S-E-D, usually put into English. If you're going to learn one word in Hebrew as a religious person, this is probably a good one to learn. In fact, I remember about 10 years ago, I was in a program down at Columbia Theological Seminary in Georgia, one of our Presbyterian seminaries, and professor of Old Testament, Bill Brown, this very dignified, traditional, kind of old school, simple, straightforward, kind of clean-cut professor. He was teaching the class, and one of my classmates was this guy named Rob, a Lutheran pastor. Big burly guy with a big ZZ Top beard, lots of tattoos, lots of leather, wore black all the time. He had tattoos all over the place. And one day he asked Professor Brown, Professor Brown, do you have any tattoos? We were all kind of taken aback by the question. And he just said, no. And then I think it was the following class, out of the blue, Professor Brown just sort of paused and said, you know, if I were ever going to get a tattoo, and I'm not, but if I were, I think I would get hesed tattooed on me. So he had this sense of how important this word is to the identity of God's people. Steadfast love, love that will not let us go, love that reaches out and grabs us, love that never quits, as Cindy taught the children this morning. It It's love that comes from the well that never runs dry. This is the steadfast love that we try to learn about here at Covenant, day after day, week after week, and it's the love that we try to put in action. Learning God's hesed, living God's hesed. That's what we're all about. Word number two is religion, a fairly common word in our vernacular. And actually, unfortunately, it's taken on sort of a negative connotation in our world today for various reasons. You know, we can define it in all sorts of ways as a set of beliefs, beliefs that usually lead to action. But what I wanted to highlight today is some interesting things about the origins of the word. The word ligare, it's a Latin word. It's part of the root word of religion. And it's connected to the word ligaments. The idea being that ligaments, you know, connect bones and bones and muscles and connect us together. So religion at its best, I think, with the help of this definition and this the root word, religion at its best is about connection, about connecting people with God and about connecting people with one another. It's an important thing to remember on this Caregiving Sunday that we're called to be connected to God's love and connecting that love to one another. Last week I read an article in the New York Times about loneliness, how it's become epidemic in our world, how isolated we are from one another. They cited a study that said loneliness is more significant in health decline than obesity. So the urgency, the importance of sticking together and being connected with one another is really important. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, saying we're one body with many parts. He didn't talk about ligaments in there, but the idea of connection is clear. So caregiving means we need to be connected with one another. Third and final word for today is compassion. A word that, again, another common word, and there's all sorts of ways of defining it, awareness of and concern for others' well-being. You heard a little bit singing about it, but again, looking at the root words, two root words in this word, calm and passion. Calm means with, and passion suggests emotion, and in a biblical sense, it suggests suffering. So compassion, in one sense, means to suffer with. So when we're encouraged to be compassionate with one another, we're really trying to be to suffer with one another, to, in a sense, do what Jesus did. He came to this world to be with us, to walk with us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, to be with us, to journey with us, not to magically take away all of our suffering and sadness, but to remind us that we're not alone. So we try to have that compassion for one another as we journey together as God's people. And that's what the Apostle Paul calls us to do in Romans chapter 12. He says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. It's like he's saying, suffer with those who suffer. So that's what caregiving is all about. And on this Caregiving Sunday, we're doing our best to welcome the steadfast love of God, to recognize that love that will never let us go, the love that never quits, and to make that love real for us so we can be connected to one another and be compassionate with one another and make that love real. Thanks be to God. Amen.